Welcome to the weekday podcast of Sugar Hill Church, a church that truly is the perfect place for folks who aren't. So whether you're exercising, driving, meditating, or just hanging out with us today, thanks. Let's join our kids pastor, Rhonda McMahon, for an encouraging message.
Have you ever read a story of something amazing that happened, and because you were not present to witness what happened, there is this doubt within you that says, I'm not really sure that happened? Do you have to see things before you really believe they are real? Maybe you hear of a story that you can hardly believe because you were not there to witness it with your very own eyes. You question the authenticity of the story. You doubt it happened because you were not the eyewitness of the event. Then there are those who tell you a great story, but on the inside you doubt it really happened, only because you didn't see it. It can't be true if you didn't see it happen. Thomas, one of the disciples, was that man. He was not with the disciples when Jesus came back from the dead and revealed himself to them. The disciples were telling Thomas about what happened, and he immediately questioned what they were telling him. Listen to this verse in John chapter 20, verse 25. So the other disciples told him, "We have seen the Lord." But he said to them, "Unless I see the nail marks in his hands and put my finger where the nails were and put my hand into his side, I will not believe it." I love what happens next. A week later, Thomas and the disciples were together again in the same house, and Jesus walks through a locked door. Don't miss that. A locked door. I think he didn't want Thomas to have one thing he could say to question who he was, so he increased the impossible. He greeted the disciples, and then Jesus did something amazing. He went straight to Thomas. In verse 27, he then said to Thomas, "Put your finger here. See my hands? Reach out your hand and put it into my side. Stop doubting and believe." Thomas's response was amazing. He said, "My Lord and my God." Can you imagine what Thomas must have felt? Humbled, awestruck, amazed, thankful. Jesus reminds the disciples that the sight of him caused them to believe. But he called those who hadn't seen him blessed. In verse 29, Jesus told him, "Because you have seen me, you have believed. Blessed are those who have not seen and yet have believed." We believe in God our Father, His Son Jesus, and the Holy Spirit of God all together as one person. We don't physically see Jesus standing in front of us, but by the truth of the gospel, we know He is who He says He is. Jesus calls us blessed because we believe even though we can't see. This passage goes on to say all of the things written in Scripture are for us to believe that Jesus is who he says he is, the Christ, the Son of the living God. And because we believe, we have life. If you have a spirit of doubt today over something in your life, stop and remember who Jesus is. He does the impossible. He says to you and I today, stop doubting and believe. When you sense his presence, even when you are alone, that's belief. When you know he is working, but you can't see the end results, that's belief. Belief in the one who reveals himself to us even when we can't see.
Thanks so much for joining us today for the weekday podcast. We would love to see you at Sugar Hill Church for one of our gatherings each Sunday at 9:30 and 11, and we are always streaming live at live.sugarhill.church. Again, thank you for joining us today. Please share these weekday podcasts with friends and family by tapping the share button. Have an awesome day.